Welcome to this service from Denon Parish Church on your telephone. Today we continue to reflect on resetting our lives in the light of the current crisis. And today's theme is resetting our online lives. While some of us may not be online at all or not spend very much time on the internet, you will have children or grandchildren or godchildren, friends and relatives who do. And also I hope that as you listen to this talk, you will see some general principles which apply to many other areas of our life, whether we're online or not. Here is John Way with today's Bible reading.
The reading is taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of our Lord.
In the late 1980s, I was a student assistant in the linguistics department of my university, and I had to exchange data with a university in America, typing cryptic codes into a computer terminal. And I was amazed. Ever since, I've been fascinated by what then became the internet and the World Wide Web. It has massively changed our lives in almost all areas, and that has been accelerated by the coronavirus crisis. We shop online, we work online, we go to school online, we are entertained and meet and even go to church online. Any new invention can of course be used for good or ill, and the internet is no exception. It has been a gift for many in fostering connections between people. It's been an amazing resource. Most of us use it daily as a resource. And also it has become a voice for the oppressed. But we've also become increasingly aware of the dark side. Online fraud and crime and exploitation. Internet addiction. The strain of social media, especially on the young. And the illusion that somehow our hankering after money, sex and power can be satisfied online. Today's children grow up as digital natives, whereas people like myself and people older than me have had to learn to navigate this new world. Eric Schmidt, who was a boss of Google for many years, has written that there is now a tale of two civilizations. He says, one is physical and has developed over thousands of years. The other one is virtual and is still very much in formation. I find it interesting that many Silicon Valley bosses try to keep their own children away from the internet as long as they can. So how should we reset our online life? We're the first generation of Christians on the internet, and the simple question is this: will we commend Jesus or not? The Apostle Paul writes to the Colossians, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in our reading today to the Philippians, he writes, rejoice in the Lord always. How does your online life, does your use of the internet measure up to that? And then Paul gets more specific in our reading. In the verses that follow, he gives us two principles. Firstly, focus your mind. And secondly, keep putting into practice. So what should we think about, focus our minds on? Paul says, whatever is true, honourable, just, pure, commendable, praiseworthy. And those are good filters for what goes in, i.e. what we consume, and what comes out, what we produce online. Let me make a few comments on some of these qualities, and let me also say that I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm preaching to you. Firstly, whatever is true. Some people say that we live in a post-truth world. The internet is full with fake news, and of course each tribe is accusing the opposite tribe of producing fake news. Conspiracy theories are rife. One of the latest is the anti-vaxxer message that we mustn't get vaccinated against COVID when we can, because it is a covert attempt to inject us all with microchips, which then can remote control us. It's madness. But thousands and thousands are convinced of it. And if you disagree, you are just part of that conspiracy. As Christians, we believe in a God of truth. Modern science was made possible because of a Christian worldview that says God has ordered the world. There is truth and error, right and wrong. Jesus himself says, I am the truth. And so followers of Jesus can't be part of a post-truth world or peddle half-truths. So before you repost some wacky statement, please think and check it out. And make your voice heard as a Christian. Just a few days ago, I signed an online statement of Christians against the many COVID lies that are going round and that Christians also parrot. Whatever is honourable and pure. There is a simple test here. If the people I love most knew what I'm reading, watching or writing on the internet, would I be comfortable with that? Does it honour my relationship with them and with Jesus? If Jesus sat next to me, and in a way he does, would I stop? I don't have to tell you that online porn is a massive industry and a massive problem. It destroys relationships, and Christians are not immune. But there is also the issue of simply wasting countless hours by drifting online, which never satisfies. Whatever is just. God is a God of justice, and as Christians we stand against slavery and racism and other injustices. And the internet has given a voice to some people who are suffering injustice, and that's beautiful. At the same time, I've read stuff online, for example about George Floyd, that makes me depressed and angry. Let me be blunt. Whatever our political persuasion is, whatever person George Floyd may have been, he suffered a massive injustice and it struck a chord. And by the way, yes, he was a man who made mistakes, but also someone with a strong Christian faith. Consumerism is also a justice issue. One of the mantras of our time is never enough and you can have it all. Most of us have found out that that's a lie. As we pursue, I want it all, I want it now, others have less or nothing. Our planet is damaged further and we will be deeply unsatisfied. Of course, consumerism isn't a new thing. In the past, it was fired by the Argos catalogue and TV commercials, but the internet has supercharged it. A couple of years ago, I fasted from Amazon during Lent, and it was hard. As Christians, we are called to a radically different life, free from the worship of stuff. Whatever is commendable. Would I recommend this program, this website, this Facebook page to my friends? There are times when Edda and I start watching something and then we stop because we wouldn't commend it to someone else. Life is too short. The biblical word for commend has a sense of speaking well of someone. And that's such an important area online. Do I speak well of others when I post things? There is a place for constructive criticism, of course there is, but Matthew 18 is very clear that we must first go to the person we have a difference with. The internet is not the right place. There is a culture of indignation and disgust and anger online, which is deeply corrosive and contaminates our minds and souls. So, firstly, focus your mind, and secondly, keep putting into practice. We won't change our online habits overnight, because we need to establish new habits. How do we do that? Firstly, please take the red flags seriously. A man who nearly drowned while swimming was asked by those who rescued him, "Didn't you see the red flag? Didn't you read the warning sign, dangerous currents?" He said, "I'm a good swimmer. I thought I would be okay." Please watch the red flags that your conscience, your family and friends, your reading of the Bible wave at you in your online life. Secondly, in verse 9, Paul says, "Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me." In other words, choose the right people to imitate. Make yourself accountable to someone you trust. If you struggle with online porn, take a look at covenanteyes.com, which allows someone else to see a record of all the pages you visit. Edra and I have a simple rule that we discuss any purchase over £50 and then make the decision together. Don't stay on your own with your problems. Bring them into the light. And then thirdly, that's where confession comes in. God is a God of grace, and he wants to forgive us and then fill us with his Spirit, empower us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. That's not a quick fix, and we will experience resistance. The dark stuff in us will rebel. And quite frankly, some of our online habits are enjoyable on a surface level, while they damage us and our relationships. Jesus has given his life to redeem us from a selfish, fruitless life. Are you and I willing to get serious about resetting our online life? St. Paul finishes this passage, "And the God of peace will be with you." Let's make space for the God of peace in our lives. Let's make time to unplug, switch off, tune in to God. And when we come back, we will be better ambassadors for God online. Jesus be the center.
Jesus be the center. Be my source, be my life. My home.